Morning Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot Rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, we have an unusually long guest list. This is typically never the case, but we had to pile them up. Or at least I chose to pile them up. We didn't have to. Chose to pile them up this way just to get everybody in because I thought it was important. Some of today's guests are always Wednesday, and then we had to move others around. So here's how it looks. Bottom of this hour, Brett Ciancia joins us from Pick 6 Previews. That's in about 25 minutes. Top of hour number 2, Blake Ruffino down in the boot. We'll check in. Next, we go to Kevin Hagan. Now, Kevin Hagan is back on the show. Used to be on Wednesdays, but now is on Fridays, but today he's on Wednesday. Does that make sense? Probably doesn't. Bottom of hour 2, Kevin Hagan will check in. Josh Newberg, top of hour number 3, and then Brad Bowers, because we're not going to be here Friday. Friday is an off day. Brad joins us every Friday, and that handicapping hour is very important to everybody, so we've got him at about 15 past the hour in hour number 3 to answer all of your college football handicapping questions. And again, use the hashtag AskBP. Don't send any questions yet, though, because they just get lost in the timeline, and I'm searching for them, and if it's a real long timeline, then it's really hard. So just wait. Wait until we get real up against hour number 3. And you can start posting those questions, and we will get them to him in a succinct manner. 615-844-5600 if you want to dial in today. Also on Twitter, at Bill is King, and email the show, billisking7@gmail.com. Yes, today is our last day of the week. Thursday, Friday, we are off. Happy Thanksgiving, I'll say early to everybody. Hope you have your plans all figured out, what you're going to be doing out there. 615-844-5600. I sent a text to Crazy Charlie early evening on Tuesday, yesterday, and just asked him, any news, any results? And at the time, he said, no results. He says, right now, the key is keeping my fever down. And that's what he's doing. That's what he's doing. He has not heard back. Just to give you the cliff notes, over the weekend, Crazy Charlie developed a fever of about 101, he said. And he also had a cough that became persistent. Tried to get in to get a test on Sunday. He was turned away. Monday got to his doctor, and they performed the virus test and told him, for now, just go home and keep the fever down and rest and stay away until we get results back. And as of last night, I have not heard anything from Crazy Charlie other than he did not have the results back from the Monday test. But he was feeling still had a fever, but he was maintaining it. He had it to where it was not spiking on him. And right now he's just staying isolated until he gets any more information. If the test comes back negative, he says he plans to be back on Monday. If it's positive, he's got to quarantine for 2 weeks, 14 days. So that's where we're at. That's the news from Crazy Charlie. And again, I know the health topic is a private topic, person to person, but he has told us it's okay to share this with everybody out there because people will be asking. And if you follow him at CrazyCharlie615 on Twitter, send him a message if you get a chance. I'm sure he'd love to hear from you. I don't know if he's going to be able to respond much to everybody. Might not be in the mood, but it still would be nice to send him a little message here or there. I'm sure he would absolutely appreciate it. Okay. I was looking at the numbers. Hadn't spent a lot of time on it. Oh, I didn't watch the Clown Show Committee. I told you, you know what happens every Tuesday? Every year during the committee Tuesday night ESPN show, I just forget that it's on. I didn't even watch it. But we'll get into that in a second. But I didn't. It does not resonate with me. Not at all. Not at all. Couple items here. Let's skip to Friday. Now, there's a couple of games on Thursday that you may want to get with Brad on. Colorado State, Air Force, New Mexico, and Utah State. But let's go to Friday, though, the day after Thanksgiving. Iowa State, Texas, and the Horns favored by 1.5. That's an interesting ball game. It really is. UMass against Hugh Freeze. UMass is 0-3. Hugh, the Liberty Flames, they are 8-1. And the Flames favored by 36.5. Also, we got others. Nebraska, Iowa. Nebraska coming off a very ugly loss to Illinois. That just buzz-killed everything that Nebraska felt like they had going after beating Penn State. Yeah, it didn't prove to be worth acknowledging because of the performance. I'm telling you, it's the culture at Nebraska. Until they figure that out or admit it, you're going to keep seeing this garbage, which is Nebraska football. Nebraska, Iowa, and the Hawkeyes favored by 13.5. These are Friday games. Notre Dame, North Carolina. That's right, on Friday. That's a 2:30 ABC game. Fighting Irish versus the Heels, 8-0, 6-2. Notre Dame favored by 5. Again, a couple of offensive linemen for Notre Dame out of this ball game. Center Jarrett Patterson and right guard Tommy Kramer. Now, they've got good players to replace, but again, that's a very cohesive position. That's a very cohesive unit for them. North Carolina not very good on defense. Both teams can be explosive on offense. North Carolina, a lot of weapons. Led by quarterback Sam Howell, who is not having any kind of sophomore slump at all. Sam Howell is having a hellacious sophomore year. Now we turn the page. Yeah, let's turn the page. We've got some Saturday action. Well, actually, Oregon State. That's Friday. It was called for like 7,000 years, the Civil War. They decided this year during the PC uprising again that would not be okay. So the Civil War can't be called the Civil War, even though I'm calling it the Civil War. And Oregon is favored in this ball game, but I don't have – it's not showing me the number here. So don't worry about it. We'll get to that with Brad coming up. All right, this is Saturday. The Vanderbilt-Missouri game, that got added. Remember, Tennessee postponed it the Vanderbilt game. Yes, Tennessee postponed it a couple days ago, and Vanderbilt and Missouri got a quick matchup there. Instead of Vanderbilt playing Tennessee at home for Senior Day, they've got to go to Columbia, Missouri on Saturday. Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, and the Mullets favored by 11. Ohio State, Illinois, Buckeyes favored by 28. M. Roos and 614 Rob and some of the others saying, Bill, Illinois kind of got that thing when it comes to Ohio State. The Zucker beat him in 07. The Zucker beat the sweater vest in 07. My boy, the Zucker. Not happening now. That ain't happening. Indiana against Maryland. I bet you, I tell you what, Maryland puts up points. They've got Tua's brother as well. Indiana is favored by 10.5. Penn State, Michigan, preseason would have been really sexy. You circle that when you go, let's go. That one's probably to determine who the second best team in the league is. It's not what that game is actually going to be about. Michigan's favored by a couple, 2.5. Kentucky and Florida, last time in Gainesville, Kentucky beat them. That ain't happening here. Florida's favored by 22.5. I'm just skipping around now. Pittsburgh and Clemson. Clemson minus 24. Looks like finally going to play. Southern Cal and Colorado. Trojans favored by 11.5. Iron Bowl, that's the number one game. Alabama favored by 24. Somebody sent me a tweet and said the game, was it 2012? Alabama was favored by more. Maybe 31. Somebody correct me if I'm off base on that one. Louisville and Boston College and BC at home. Chestnut Hill by 1. The Egg Bowl, that's a nasty rivalry. And this can't be – see, I'm scared about this number. It's got Mississippi State 10. That can't be right. Somebody correct me. Somebody get me a good Egg Bowl number. That cannot be right. That can't be correct. Let me get a few more in here. LSU and the Aggies – and they're not giving me a number on this one either. Oklahoma and West, by God. OU favored by 11. Georgia, South Carolina, Dogs, minus 21, JT Daniels. Virginia, Florida State, and UVA on the road in Tallahassee. At the Doak, favored by 8. Are there any others? That's about it. And that's about it. I think I've touched on most of the key items. There's probably a few in there. We'll get with Brad on those. Don't worry about it. 615-844-5600. We need a break. Bottom of the hour, Brett Ciancia joins us every Wednesday. Pick 6 previews. College football with him at about 15. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has picked up quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes. 24 east, coming past White's Creek Pike in through Jolton right now. Watch your speed. A lot of radar out here, especially coming up by 40 as you come out of Dixon County there through that section of Williamson County, passing 840. Hey, it's Sleeping with the Sharks in a grown-up atmosphere at Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies, December 26th and 27th. All the details at ripleysaquarium.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And now our friends and caring professionals at the Champion Tree Service are reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave and honorable men and women who fought and continue to fight to secure the safety of our country and American way of life. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This salute is brought to you by the Champion Tree Service, serving the area with quality and pride. For all your tree service needs, call the best at 931-255-9402. That's 931-255-9402. The Champion Tree Service. They're professionals who care.
Visit Boot Barn right now during our Black Friday weekend sale. Save on boots for men, women, and children, including saving up to $100 on handmade exotic boots and getting an extra 25% off women's sale cowboy boots. a large selection of jeans or buy one pair, get another one free, and save on flannels, sweatshirts, and workwear. Visit us and save during our Black Friday sale, extended through the weekend, so you can shop safely at Boot Barn.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español?
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
Bom dia, like good day, good morning, I think.
I can say, je m'appelle David, but that's probably it.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
This year is my year to get fluent in Spanish, and Babbel is definitely going to help me do that. The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
I've tried other language learning apps and nothing really stuck. Babbel's been a complete game-changer for me.
Hoy es miércoles y el clima está muy bueno afuera.
Estoy con fome. Yo no tomé café de mañana.
Je suis des États-Unis et du vient tu.
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. The world's largest indoor cocktail party. The Bill King Show.
But see on the bottom of the hour, Pick Six Previews is his site. And that's his Twitter. Very informative. You're going to want to follow him. The Playoff Committee Clown Show. Was last night. I didn't watch it. I wasn't even thinking about it. Like I told you, when Tuesday gets here after the show, it's not a thought. I wonder when the show is on, and I wonder what they're going to say. No. Here is the college football playoff rankings, and this was predicted the first 4 to 5, what have you. Alabama 1. Fighting Irish 2. Clemson 3. Ohio State 4. They're going to have a new ranking every Tuesday all the way up till December 20th. Don't get your undies in a wad over this. At least not yet. Number 5 would be the Jimbo Aggies. Number 6, the Gators. 7, Luke Fickell, y'all. Number 7, Luke. Number 8, Coach Fitz. Number 9 would be Georgia. And number 10 would be Miami. I'm not going to go through the top 25, give you a bunch of lists here. It's anywhere you want to look, you can find this. But those are the rankings. The initial release. Those are the rankings. Remember now, the very first year we went to the playoff format, which was 2014, Mississippi State was number 1. Ole Miss was number 3. And they were having really good years. That didn't hold. Obviously, the Buckeyes ended up winning it all that first year, but that's just an example of how this can move around some. Who was the highest-rated Pac-12 team in there? I guess Oregon at number 15, right? Just not enough data yet would be the obvious point of reference. Southern Cal is 18. Oh, Coastal Carolina is 20th in there. How about that? Yeah, Coastal Carolina is sitting there at number 20. So they're if you were at all interested, those are the rankings. Johnny Vegas pulled up some numbers for me. Appreciate that, sir. Bama is now 25.5. It's been bet up some in that game with Auburn. Ole Miss 9.5. I knew Mississippi State couldn't be favored in that game. Ole Miss minus 9.5. And the Aggies minus 14.5 in their matchup with LSU. Last time they matched up there, College Station, it was what, 7 overtimes? So appreciate that. Yes, appreciate that. I got to quit going. See, it's bookmarked on my phone, and it's just easy to get to. It's the Yahoo scoreboard, which has the TV placement and also the spreads. Well, obviously not on every one of them, but some of the spreads are just blatantly wrong, and they don't fix it at all. Like Bedlam. Remember they had Bedlam completely reversed. And it never gets fixed, but it's right there. Easy for me to click here on the show on my phone so I can find it and reference it pretty quick. Now, what are a few items that can screw the playoffs up or rearrange some of it? And that would be the Notre Dame North Carolina game. Notre Dame, again, a solid favorite in Chapel Hill. Well, 5 points. So a favorite. And that could be a scary game if you're Notre Dame. You better not go in there and play your C-minus game. Better go in there and play well. And here's the other thing about Sam Howell, as we know. They can be behind several scores and easily come back. North Carolina. They prove it time and time again. They can score in waves. They've got weapons, running backs, receivers against Sam Howell. Now, again, defensively, not where they need to be. Notre Dame is better than them. Notre Dame is much better than them on defense. Notre Dame's defense is very sound, very well coached by Clark Lee. And they've got some star power on there, too, with names like Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah or big number 14 back there at safety, Kyle Hamilton, who, again, is a big-time pro prospect, just a sophomore. He's a 6'4", 220-pound safety, number 14. So if you're watching Notre Dame, I've told you this before, on defense, and again, you've got 11, but we want to circle the main stars. It's number 6 and number 14. Number 7 is a young defensive end, Isaiah Foskey, that doesn't start, could easily start, from California, who is a very explosive future big-timer for them, too. He plays predominantly, well, he subs in and out, but in pass rush situations, you will follow number 7. Dalen Hayes, who's been around a long time, is having a good year for them. He's a fifth-year senior that you probably ought to pay attention to as well. Kip, checking in up in D.C., says, Bill, if Gus falls on his face for the remaining games with ugly losses, would Auburn pull another Jetgate for Freeze? I don't think they try to sneak it around like Jetgate, though. Remember, they pulled that on our boy Tubbs, and it got discovered, and it was a huge mess at Auburn. I mean, a monstrosity because of the backstabbing. And some people lost their jobs. It actually empowered Tubbs. And then he had a fantastic season right after that. But, yeah, but I know what Kip means by that. We were talking, Kip, I don't know if you were able to tune in yesterday. We were talking about this. If they did something at Virginia Tech and gave Freeze that job, you may finally have the guy who can take that stretch of real estate up the Eastern Seaboard, up and down, and say, it's mine. I got first here. You may finally have that. Now, again, I don't know what they're planning on doing in Hokieville up there. But would Auburn pull a, hey, let's go look at Bobby P. In this case, we're talking Hugh Freeze. In this environment, and again, South Carolina pulled the trigger. $270K a month for 49 months. They did it. I still think schools are not going to be as prone to running people this year under the circumstances we are in. Now here's a what if, and we'll get the break. Brett Ciancia. They're saying that maybe the vaccines gets here in December. Now, again, I'm not. That's not my world, so I'm just speculating. But what if that is indeed the case? And it's working and everybody's starting to settle down, right? Would that make a school more likely to pull the trigger, noting that next year seems to be returning to, and again, we don't use the term normal here, that is banned on the show. Next year will be more along the lines of what we're used to. Maybe so. Now, again, maybe I can't tell you about the – I see all the news like you do about the 95% success rate, 90% success rate. And then you hear, well, but it won't be really distributed to the general public until maybe April, and then maybe this and that. I don't know. I you'd have to ask somebody who knows better than me. But if we got early vaccine news that said, here it is, would that make schools more likely that wanted to make a move, make a move? Perhaps. Just a big what if there. Brett Ciancia, bottom of the hour. Got to get the break right here. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Give yourself extra time out here just to be on the safe side. Still working a couple of accidents. 3800 block of Faulkner Drive. That's South Nashville. Also 24 eastbound between Briley Parkway and the 65 split. As you make your way through Trinity Hills, that's a minor collision. A lot of radar out here. Slow it down. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate team. That number is 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Pennington Distilling Company is a proud sponsor of WNSR's Pickin' with the Pickers with Greg Pogue and John Burton. Pickers Vodka, Pickers Unplugged Seltzers, and canned cocktails are all available and made right here in Nashville, along with the award-winning Davidson Reserve line of whiskeys and Whisper Creek, Tennessee Sippin' Cream. Learn more by touring the distillery in the nation's neighborhood, by following Pennington Distilling Company on social media, or online at PenningtonDistillingCo.com.
This is a consumer alert. Attention timeshare owners. Are you dissatisfied with your timeshare? Tired of paying maintenance fees that increase year after year for a timeshare you can't use? Were you misled by the sales agent and confused about what you were buying? Timeshare Defense Attorneys offers a free consultation to find out how you may be able to cancel your timeshare legally and permanently. And while you're at it, ask for your free guide to getting out of your timeshare. Timeshare Defense Attorneys and their staff will work with you every step of the way to achieve the results you need. Timeshare Defense Attorneys Network of Lawyers has over 40 years of combined experience and thousands of clients served. We stand behind our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to see if you can eliminate your financial burden and receive your free consultation and guide for exiting your timeshare.
Don't take a chance without your own legal help. Call Timeshare Defense and solve your timeshare problems. Call 800-694-2305. That's Timeshare Defense, 800-694-2305.
Fast Roadside Assistance Towing and Recovery is reminding Americans to stand tall and show support to the brave men and women who fought to secure our American way. This salute is from family-owned and operated Fast Roadside Assistance Towing and Recovery. They're our number one most trusted when it comes to towing, recovery, auto repairs, and roadside assistance. Call today at 615-294-6215. That's 615-294-6215. Once again, Fast Roadside Assistance Towing and Recovery. They're professionals who care.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Brett Ciancio with us every Wednesday right here. And Brett, I'm going to shock you a little bit here. So you can't go to the liquor store, is that right, in your state?
Huh? Yeah, that's right, Bill. Yeah, the Commonwealth of PA has shut down the liquor stores, but I think just for the night. It's just a 24-hour rule. I don't understand.
Oh, it's just that one day.
I think they're blocking the Thanksgiving Eve crowd.
Wow. Anyways, that's not where we're going with this segment, y'all. He's up in Pennsylvania, so just wanted to tease him a little bit there. Brett, what is the, outside of the Iron Bowl, what's the key game out there to you, week 13?
Well, there's a couple. First off, in the Big 12, this is a game no one's really talking about, is Texas versus Iowa State. Oh, yeah. And it has a lot of Big 12 title game implications, because if Texas were to win, you have a four-team tie at the top of the Big 12. You got to pick two of them for the Big 12 title game. And how that would shake out was you'd have to look at their win-loss against each other within that four-team pack. It's a pretty deep tiebreaker, but long story short, it would likely end up as a Red River shootout rematch with Oklahoma and Texas coming out of there. So we'll keep an eye on that one. I want to see UNC versus Notre Dame, just another test for the Fighting Irish. I know UNC has been hot and cold. They certainly have the offense. We'll see if the defense shows up. It's a shame not getting all of our usual Thanksgiving weekend rivalries. You do have the Iron Bowl on there. I see that one. We'll see if Auburn can compete and give Alabama a true test. But those would be probably the biggest. But I'm excited for a full slate. A lot of great games here.
Alabama is favored by, Johnny Vegas just sent me some numbers, 25.5 in this game. It's a huge number. Were you surprised at that?
Yeah, it's always surprising seeing those lines. Traditionally some powerful programs, especially a rivalry game. It reminds me of seeing Florida State as 35.5 underdogs. I don't care who you're playing, just to see a number that big against some of these programs is crazy. But in this one, yeah, so with Alabama, Mac Jones is one of the Heisman favorites right now. He's lighting up in the vertical passing game. Alabama fresh off a 60-point win over Kentucky, a team that, Kentucky and Auburn, that was a close game until early fourth quarter. So, yeah, I think Alabama should be the heavy favorite. It's just a matter of how high you want to put that number. It's crazy to see, though, I will say.
They had the first playoff release Tuesday night, and 1-2 was predicted Alabama-Notre Dame, but then they had Clemson with the one loss and the Buckeyes sitting there undefeated. I know every week that can change, but were you surprised at 3-4?
Yeah, I was. A couple things there. The rankings, I guess, don't matter too much because it is the first ones that are out. We still have four more weeks left till conference titles, but really it's a chance for the committee to kind of put a statement out there, kind of read through the lines. So I don't know what their point was with putting Clemson 3 over Ohio State there. To have a loss on the resume, I know it was a close one, an overtime game at Notre Dame, but a loss nonetheless. And you have Ohio State that's done everything right, pretty much perfect passing until a couple picks against Indiana with Justin Fields. But remember, in that Indiana game, they hopped out to a 35-14 lead. Of course, they let him back in a bit, but hey, that's a top-10 team. That's a top-10 win on the resume. Meanwhile, Clemson coming fresh off their two last games were, a loss, and then also could have been and should have been a loss to Boston College. where they were outplayed the entire first half and built a huge halftime deficit. So I don't understand putting them above an undefeated Power 5 team like Ohio State.
Brett Ciancia with us from Pick 6 Previews joins us every Wednesday. Yeah, back to Notre Dame. They're missing starting center and right guard in this game. Center's going to be out because of a BC injury, and the right guard had an emergency appendectomy, I believe, on Friday. So they're patching together what might be the best offensive line unit in America. Now, they've got a veteran in one of those slots, Josh Luke, to put in there, who's been around a long time, and then a redshirt freshman to go at center. But that's something to keep in mind there as well. What about the Aggies and LSU, that ball game?
Yeah, I like Texas A&M. I want to see them back on the field. It's been a while. And then to see them debut at number 5, they're right in the mix in this thing. And we had said this, I think we talked about a month and a half ago, saying, hey, look ahead at A&M's schedule. Now that they're through that Alabama-Florida pack, they're likely going to be favored all the way out and be sitting there as a 9-1, one-loss SEC runner up there, a potential playoff team. And here it's already coming true. So they need a lot more help, I think, some carnage at the top. But as it pertains to this matchup, yeah, I like them against that LSU defense, whose just numbers are off the charts bad this year. My opponent adjusted percentiles, they're like in the first percentile, you know, the 1%, the worst percentile possible. So, Bo Pelini, a lot of heat on him down there. It's, you know, it's always tough to replace a legendary team. I get it. There's, you know, a ton of guys playing on Sundays, but just the raw talent that they bring in every year, you'd want at least an average defense, not just a nation worst. So we'll see. I think A&M big, though.
If before we started the season we're looking at just random games, one we would circle would be Michigan-Penn State. That's probably going to be really big. It's turned out to be a disaster. Give us some thoughts there.
Yeah, it might be big for the different reasons, where it's some of a save-your-job kind of stuff here with Harbaugh and James Franklin. It's getting embarrassing at Penn State. It's the first 0-5 start ever in school history, and we're talking about a program all the way back to the 1890s, first time starting 0-5. So there's a lot of heat there. And then with Michigan, you know, getting embarrassed by Wisconsin, just pushed off the field. You know, they battled back against Rutgers, but really Rutgers had a couple chances to win. And, you know, that's an area that Michigan really likes to go recruit, that North Jersey hotbed of talent. So, you know, to have the home team Rutgers right there in overtime with them, even though they won, you know, I don't want to call it an embarrassment, but, you know, not the strongest moment for Michigan either. So both teams really need this game. And it doesn't have the playoff or Big Ten, you know, impact we thought it would, but it still has a lot of impact.
Brett Ciancia joining us. We're talking college football. Give us some thoughts on JT Daniels' Georgia debut against Mississippi State.
Yeah, you know, they found a way to grind out a game against the team, Mississippi State, that I think only had 49 scholarship players active. So, I mean, a win's a win. You'll take it. I kind of wish we could have seen JT Daniels earlier on in this process, and I don't know what goes on behind closed doors there. I remember in the summer there was questions about if he'd be medically cleared, you know, but wow, I would like to see him more. I would have liked to see him earlier in the season. And bringing up Georgia while we're there, I don't understand the playoff ranking there, having them number nine, with two losses already. But not just two losses, but two blowout losses, where Alabama and Florida, I think they were both by three scores or more. You know, just not competitive. It seems like a one-sided team with Georgia, the defense. But then even the defense got exposed in big on the big stage. So I didn't understand them that high, and that's one of many, you know, initial gripes I had with the rankings. But again, it is very early. I think they were weighting the number of games a bit more. So I don't know. It is what it is in a tough year. I don't envy their job at all right now.
Reports late last night. Second-year Louisville head coach Scott Satterfield scheduled to have an in-person interview for the vacant job at South Carolina. Year two at Louisville. I think that's a good hire. This year kind of has gotten away from him a little bit. The record's not going to be real pretty, but he's considered a good coach. Your thoughts on that story?
Yeah, I saw him Scott Satterfield also put out a a statement saying he loves it here at Louisville. He's flattered by the interest nationally. But you and me both know in this day of age, it's hour to hour. You put those statements out, then you go do your stuff. So, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think he's a sought-after candidate. I really liked his impact last year. It was one of the best turnarounds offensively. When you look at my numbers from 2018 to 2019, they were the most improved offense statistically. So that was all his doing. That was his offense by design. But this year, they've kind of fell flat a bit. I had higher expectations, higher hopes. I thought they'd be a fringe top 25 team with all that talent back, at quarterback and the skill positions, a lot of all ACC caliber guys. Hasn't come true. So, I'm glad he's getting the attention. We'll see. We wondered why South Carolina moved so early in the process here. There aren't any coaches, obviously, available. There's no carousel yet, so they just wanted to be the first movers, I guess. And this might be their first target.
Take you out west. Is Southern Cal a bit ahead of schedule compared to where you thought they'd be?
Well, coming into Saturday, no. I thought that their first two appearances against the Arizona teams were a bit underwhelming. I know it was 2-0, and you got the W's. That's all that matters. But really didn't pull away in either game. They needed a great comeback in the second half against Arizona State. Arizona, they let hang around, and I remember they didn't cover that 10-point spread there, so it was a close one. Last week against Utah, sure, they looked better. You beat a division contender there by two scores. That's a big win. Keep in mind, though, the second series of the game, Utah's starting quarterback got knocked out, and this is an extremely young defense at Utah, which is two starters back from last year's unit. So I still don't know that we have a true top 10, top 15 team with USC. And I've been impressed with Washington, actually. I was surprised not to see them ranked by the committee. 2-0, really dominating defense right now under Jimmy Lake and Kwiatkowski, and a powerful offense. It's like you have Iowa in the Pac-12 now with their offense. It's I formation under center, grind the ball out, but some real stars on defense, and they're playing good ball. So those would probably be the three, them two in Oregon, as the Pac-12 contenders right now.
You think BYU supposedly ducking Washington a last-minute game that could have been put together hurts them with the committee? They played a lot of games.
Well, I think this has to come down to some PR and some optics. I don't really know what went on there. You hear the one side where BYU had said, let's wait till after Tuesday to see where we stand. That's one angle, but the other angle was that they also wanted Washington to guarantee that they'd play. I mean, you want to be able to commit to a game and lock it in, but they knew the Pac-12 policy was if two Pac-12 teams have their opponents cancel and they're both healthy, they need to get paired up. So, and you already saw it happen. Washington is now locked into playing Utah because both of their opponents have canceled. So, who knows? I think there was a little bit more back and forth than we're seeing. You always see the one side of it, and BYU got crushed nationally with their perception. And maybe some of it rightfully so, but I think also there was some more to it. But the committee certainly made a statement, putting them down at 14 last night, and I thought that was ridiculous. That's one of those teams I'm up there. I'm up till 1 a.m. watching them here on the East Coast every week, and they're impressive. They're a complete team on both sides of the ball. Now, their schedule might be one of the worst we've ever seen. My point being, I thought that they would keep them and Cincinnati relatively close. They both are blowing teams out by 30 a game and by 250 yards a game. So, statistically, they're both right there. Cincy might have a slight edge in schedule, but not enough to go put one at number 7 and one all the way down at 14. So, a little inconsistent there. I'm wondering what's going on.
Brett, tell everybody how they can get your information.
Yeah, thanks. It's at Pick6Previews on Twitter and Pick6Previews.com. And I'm on here every Wednesday, 7:30. Looking forward to next week. We're going to have a lot of December football to talk about more than ever. Usually we're wrapping things up, but hey, we're still in the heat of this thing. So excited to talk and enjoy the games and enjoy the holiday.
You too, Brett. Appreciate it, man.
See you, Bo.
There you go. Brett Cianci, very, very good. Does his homework, as you can tell. Top of the hour, Blake Ruffino. So from Pennsylvania, as we say, all the way down to the boot. Blake Ruffino. Again, very heavy guesting day. Unusually heavy for us just because I had to get everybody from Thursday, Friday and move them into one of these days. Kevin Hagan joining us, also bottom of hour number two. Josh Newberg with us, hour three. Brad will be with us at 15 past the hour in hour number three for the rest of that. Rest of that hour, he'll be with us to answer all your handicapping questions. We'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic volume has picked up quite a bit, actually, in the last few minutes. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Moving that wreck at Rosa Parks at Clarksville Pike. And putting the final touches on a non-injury wreck, 24 eastbound, just past Briley Parkway, as you come in from the Jolton area. Hey, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, call Tony and Nikisha Tate, the Tate team. They will assist you with all your real estate needs. Call today, 554-9795. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Looking at the three games on Thanksgiving Day in the National Football League, the Detroit Lions hosting the Houston Texans. Houston a 2.5-point road favorite, -160. Detroit at +140 with the over under at 51.5. Washington taking on the Dallas Cowboys, both teams at 3-7. The Cowboys a 3-point home favorite, -147. Washington +127 with an over under at AT&T Stadium at 46. The Pittsburgh Steelers at 10-0 taking on Baltimore. Steelers a 5-point home favorite at -225. Baltimore +195, over under 45. For VSiN.com, I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
One of the real joys of growing up in Nashville has been the visit to the flea market. And like a lot of things that are going on in our world right now, stuff has been turned upside down. The flea market staff misses you. They want you to know that. But for your convenience, during this downtime, they have set up a virtual flea market. You can go on the website, virtualnashvilleflea market.com, to get more details. And for more information, visit the website, thefairgrounds.com/flea market. Now, where does all of this get into sports? I'm about to tell you. The folks at the flea market will be the weekly sponsor of the Metro Nashville High School Football Report. It'll air each week, Friday, 2:25 p.m. Join us, and when things get better, go visit the flea market.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Look for a wind advisory and showers with a high of 68. Chance of showers tonight, low 46. Mostly sunny on Thanksgiving with a high of 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low 41. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Hashtag Fat Side Up. Tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Yeah, those of you who saw it, we put a bunch of burgers, about 16 on the red tag last night. Very, very good. Very good. Turkey, Rec Tech's about to get a bunch of turkeys. Yeah, we've already cooked several, but Bunch more going on there between now and Saturday. Aliquippa Bob is on the phone. Hello, Bob, up in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your audience out there. I hope everyone has a very safe and filling Thanksgiving day.
Yes, sir. You too.
So, hey, Bill, I'm watching this committee last night pick these teams.
Right.
And I almost fell out of my chair when I saw Cincinnati ranked number 8. I was just listening to Brent Ciancia. Bill, let me ask you something. Do you honestly think Cincinnati would be favored if they played Northwestern, Georgia, Miami, Oklahoma, or Indiana? which are all ranked under them. I don't know much about Iowa State or Brigham Young. And I noticed that Oregon and Wisconsin are ranked 15th and 16th, which I'm guessing because they only played three games.
Right.
But of those teams I mentioned, can you see Cincinnati being favored in any of those games or beating any of those teams?
I think now, look, Oklahoma's playing their best ball right now, but I think Cincinnati could play with those teams, yes. Now your question is more specific. Would they beat them? I think in a random bowl game, maybe. If in a regular season game where there was, you know, it was important to move on and win this game, that's a different item. But I think they could play with them. That's a good ball club. It really is. Do I think they could play with Alabama and Clemson? And no, I don't. Not those teams.
No, and I agree with that, Bill. You know, I watched Joe Paterno do this for years up here. You know, he'd play a couple tough games in his early days, and then he would beat up on Eastern competition, and he'd get his team ready for one big bowl game against somebody who was ranked higher than him. Excuse me, and he'd go in and beat them. And you know, until the 80s when he started playing everybody that came along, he really toughened his schedules. But, you know, Bill, when I look at Cincinnati, I named seven teams. And I think they might get lucky and go 1-6 against those teams. And I'm talking about winning, not, you know, right, not playing with them. I think, yeah, they could play with all those teams. But I think that if they had to play a Big Ten schedule, or they had to play an SEC schedule, or even a Pac-12 or a Big 12 schedule, that grind on their team, the depth and the size of player and the physicality of those leagues would eventually beat them down into the ground.
Yeah, they're ranked number seven. Yeah, number seven here. I was looking. I didn't watch the show, so I didn't even check it until this morning, the rankings. But you got to remember, I mentioned this earlier, and I don't even know if that applies to this year, but in the very first release we ever had in 14, first one ever in the playoff era, Mississippi State was 1 and Ole Miss was 3.
Yeah, I understand that, Bill. But let me ask you this question. If you're Indiana, are you feeling slighted this morning? Ranked 12?
Oh, yeah, maybe a little bit. They're number 12 for everybody. And they were down 21 twice to the Buckeyes, but came back and had the ball down one score. Didn't get anything done on that drive, but that was impressive, the way they hung in there. Because there were a couple of moments in that game I thought Ohio State's about to win this thing by 35, you know?
Well, yeah, I had taped the game, and when Ohio State went up 42-21, I turned it off and I said, okay, that's it, and I start channel surfing other games. But they did come back. I went back and watched it at the end, and, you know, I watched the tape at the end of the game, and they looked pretty good. But, you know, Bill, I haven't seen Texas A&M play much this year. I've seen them maybe for a few quarters. But of the top six, I think I've got Indiana at least at number seven in front of all these other teams, because I think they would probably – yeah, I don't know how they would do against Northwestern. I've only seen Northwestern play once. But I think they'd beat Georgia. I think they'd beat Miami. Oklahoma, I think they might beat Oklahoma with that defense they have and the way they play defense, you know, but – I can't see them being number 12, and I really think that's a slight not only to them but also to the Big Ten. I really, and I know the Big Ten hasn't done much in a playoff, and they haven't been in the playoff, but that is still a very good league, and there's a lot of good football that's played in there. So with that, I'll let you go, Bill, but y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Bob. Appreciate the call. Blake Ruffino. Top of the hour. We'll go down to Louisiana, hang out with him a little bit. Speaking of Louisiana, speaking of Cajun, can't wait for the turkey gumbo. That is it's my favorite. It's after Thanksgiving when I start with a roux and I get the Trinity. You got to get the Trinity out. Do you know what the Trinity is in that world, that cooking world? It's celery, it's white onion, and it's bell peppers. Typically green bell peppers. That's the Trinity. Did you know that? Oh, that's wonderful. Get you some really Cajun-y style sausage to put in there. Don't be cheap on it either, because you want a little bite in each one. It is so good. Oh, my gosh. Hadn't even gotten to Thanksgiving yet, and I'm already thinking about post-Thanksgiving turkey gumbo. No, this does not involve White Castle burgers in the belly of the turkey. It does not involve that. Blake Ruffino, hour two. Kevin Hagan, hour two. Berg, hour three. Brad Powers, hour three. We're coming back on there.